4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, mobile.
Chad, was that you I heard in there, KO4NUE, KB4CPA?
This is Ben, as in Benjamin, KO4ZEW.
Got your call all wrong. Okay, KO4, Zulu, Echo, Whiskey, is that correct?
Yes, correct. I seem to hear a lot of Kilo Oscar 4 prefixes lately.
Now, there's several out there.
This would be the serial issuance prefix for the past, I don't know, 2 years or so.
I got my call way back in 1982, and this is my original call when I was a novice.
Cool. That's very cool. If I'd have known this ham radio stuff was all that when I was younger, I would have gotten my license in my early teens. Telling Patrick this morning that I've got some electrical circuit projects that I've been inspired to build lately since starting to study the general manual.
Charles, it's not too bad, at least it wasn't for me, I'm a general, but the extra is, it's a little more challenging, at least it is to me anyway.
Not real good with the call signs yet, but by your voice, is this Dave?
I usually go by David, but you can call me Dave if you want to.
Okay, all I know is you sound familiar, so I wanted to give it a try. Trying to put it all together.
Well, let's see here. I think I entered your call wrong. It's like coming up on QRZ. There we go. I put in K04 instead of K04. Big difference. All right, Benjamin in Simpsonville. Bethel Road, okay. Well, I used to lead worship at Bethel Baptist Church over in Berea for about 13 and a half years.
Stalking me already. Yeah, I was a little disappointed when I got my call sign and it had that O in it. So I was like, oh man, is that an O or a zero? And, you know, when I write it down, it's going to get confusing. Some people don't understand that I use like a slash through the zero and I don't through a capital O. So I try to follow it up with a Kilo Oscar 4.
I hit zero, then the O and the zero on the keyboard are right. The O's right below the zero. I don't know. I don't know what I did there. But obviously I didn't hit the right number or the letter, right digit, let's say, put it that way. But anyway, I have actually made a few contacts on FTA, and it would come up QRZ. It would come up, you know, that wasn't an actual call, and or it wasn't on QRZ. But I would go ahead and log it in on my login software. I use N3FJP, and so I don't know if it was if it was an actual a good call or not. I don't know any other way to check it out.
I'm not sure. nature of computers, I know they used to put the slash in the zero or a dot inside the zero, so you can tell the difference between a capital O. I don't know that they do that anymore, come to think of it.
But the O, if you'll notice, it's more of an oval shape, an egg shape, and the zero is perfectly round. I'll say that backwards. The O is perfectly round, and the zero is kind of an egg shape or oval. So, I mean, if you're looking at it close enough, it's you can tell, like when you're looking on the people that are calling on FT8 or FT4. You can tell whether it's a zero or an O because of the shape of it.
It's not a quick glance. You actually have to focus on it for a few minutes, for a few seconds. I haven't gotten into FT8, really. I mean, it's digital mode is pretty much as far as I know about it right now.
First heard about it and, you know, and found out that it's just all about making contacts. You can type in a little message if you want to, but it's more just about making contacts. But once I started it, it's kind of addicting, and I can actually make contacts, you know, like in places that I haven't been able to do on sideband. So it's kind of rewarding to I've been keeping records for about 3 years now, and I'm up to 114 countries, and coming up on 2,000 QSOs, so anyway, in 3 years, that's not too bad.
It's wild. I guess it's a little bit like DXing, except it's not necessarily long distance. It's just, you know, it can be pretty much anywhere.
I have this guy, every time I get on 10 meters, he wants to make contact. He sends me a, transmission to connect, and he's just right down the street about 8 miles in Greer. I'm in Taylor's. I put little notes in there like, howdy, neighbor, and stuff like that, you know. So, but evidently he stays on 10 meters. I guess it's all he, maybe it's all he that he has, or I don't know.
Learning the 2 meter right now, and but you talked about the FT8 and collecting contacts and stuff. When I was in college, I lived across the street from a train track, and so I started doing this thing I called it train spotting, and I would write down the engine number of the engines that would come by on the train. And I got a pretty big logbook. They were usually 4-digit numbers, but I just, like you said, the FT8 and the collecting thing, it just, it was really kind of fun to just, there's a, Norfolk Southern, and it's 8359, and write it down in my logbook. And after a while, having pages and pages of engine numbers, it was kind of dumb, but it was fun.
About that, it's interesting. Where I live, I'm close to the tracks, and there's four of them. So, we can hear the trains rumbling by, and but it's not real annoying. I mean, we're not that close to the tracks. It's not like we live right up next to them, but. we're definitely close enough to hear them. And, but anyway, and my brother-in-law, before he passed away, he worked for Martinburg Railroad all his life. And I went through Easley one day, and on the sidetrack, there sat a engine, and it said Laurinburg, North Carolina, on the side of it. And so I called him. He said, "What color is it? Is it this, this, and this?" And I said, "Yeah, that's the color." So he knew exactly which engine it was, and you know, because he knows all about Laurinburg Railroad because he worked there all his life. But anyway, but he passed away. Let's see, last year, and but he had several health problems, and it just caught up with him.
We know the tracks you're talking about. That's one of the main arteries into and out of Greenville. I lived in Taylor's until about the fifth grade, so I was right there across from Northwood Middle School. So we could hear them, but they weren't terribly loud because those tracks are down by Wade Hampton Boulevard and Rutherford. I could definitely hear them, but the apartment I had in college where I was writing down the numbers, I could see the trains out my window, my living room window. So it's how I got so many numbers. I just hear a train. I got to the point my roommates were like, "Hey, Ben, train, you know, 7352. So it was really fun. But yeah, I definitely know those tracks in Taylor.
Or CPA. Yeah, my dad, when he was living, he passed away 3 years ago, but this week, as a matter of fact. He was telling me, I can't remember which track it was, but he was pointing out the track to me, and he said, if you'll walk that track south, he said, it'll go right through Billerica, Georgia, and we have a bunch of relatives and cousins that live down there in that area. And so that was interesting, you know. It would take me weeks to walk down there, not to mention it's illegal. So, but it was just interesting to know that, I guess.
GEW. Yeah, speaking of that kind of thing, Wade Hampton Boulevard is Highway 29, and it goes all the way to and through New Orleans, Louisiana. Because I was down there and noticed Highway 29. I was like, "You're kidding me." And I went and got a map, and sure enough, Highway 29 cuts through Greenville and a lot of other towns and straight through New Orleans. So I was tripping out. I was like, "Hey, guys, we're on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Look."
That. Well, that's interesting. Wow. Well, you were saying you lived across from Northwood. I went to Northwood. We lived in Wellington Green at the time, and I went to Northwood. Of course, it was a junior high when I was there, so I went through 10th grade. I was the last 10th grade there. I was the last 9th grade there, and then I went to Eastside. It had just been built. I was there the year it opened, and that's how old I am. And so I was at their first 9th grade or 10th grade class, and I guess, well, I would be the first to graduate because there were some seniors there, I guess. Most seniors could choose where they wanted to go, but they changed the lines. And I was going to Wade Hampton, and I got a letter 2 weeks before school started that said I was transferred to Eastside. I was so mad. God, I was mad.
That would suck because, you know, I don't know if you had carpools arranged or you were taking the bus, but that had to throw off your whole schedule there. Yeah, I lived in the neighborhood across from Northwood, Havenhurst Acres. So So I used to take my bike up to the school on the weekends. I mean, I played Little League there, but when the evenings, weekends, I'd take my bike out and just ride all over the baseball field and the parking lot. The school's kind of our play yard. You know, it was a place we'd go have an adventure on our bicycles.
It'd be a good place to do that, especially, you know, if they weren't having any after-school things going on the weekend. And, but it was an interesting time there at Northwood. And we went through integrating schools, so that was an experience, I'll put it that way. And then had a lot of fights at Northwood. The police were out there on a regular basis, almost daily. Sometimes people bring chains and knives and lead pipes and everything but a gun. We never had a gun back then, I guess. I mean, you know, just didn't have that kind of thing going on. But we had a lot of fights at Northwood. It was unbelievable.
Dave, I'm picking up my daughter from school, and she's just walking up right now. So enjoyed talking to you. You made the car line wait pass a lot quicker. And so I will call KO4ZEW Mobile, 73 and clear.
The Q, so Benjamin, have a good day and enjoy your time with your daughter. KO4ZEW, KB4CPA, clear.